everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing, too. Right now, you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
Cattle producers, another superior chance to buy some great cattle coming Friday, February 13th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It starts 8 a.m. Central Time this Friday morning. 21,500 head to be offered, including 5,350 yearling steers, 2,100 yearling heifers, 8,300 weaned calves. If you'd like details about the lots that are going to be sold, you can call Superior 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
All right, Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures here today, and it looks like those livestock struggled again yesterday.
Well, the cattle market, after having two fantastic days of higher trade and higher closes, started off with upside both in live cattle and feeder cattle, but it was short-lived as the selling took over, and mainly that was what pulled. That's mainly what we saw as far as trade, negative trade. We did find some positive trade in our February and April cattle throughout the session. We really lacked any fresh news. Choice box beef was down 3 cents. Selects were up $1.02, a movement of 69 loads. We also saw the pork cuts down $1.99. The cattle kill was 109,000 head. On the close, Feb cattle were 65 higher. April cattle up 12. March feeders were down $1.60. May feeders down $1.40. And April lean hogs were 17 cents lower.
We'll check the grains right after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Tom, USDA released its grain reports yesterday. Why don't you kind of recap those for us and how they impact the markets here on Tuesday?
Well, it didn't give the effect that most people wanted. It did not give us upside. It was not really a negative report overall, but it lacked any real big friendly news, and it did not have any surprises. So overall, after doing a little bit of trading on both sides of unchanged in some of the contracts after the release at 11 o'clock, we saw the session go back to negative trade, and we closed negative in our wheat, corn, and soybean. On the close, March KC wheat down 9.5 cents, July KC down 8.75, March Chicago wheat was 8 cents lower, March corn closed 3.25 lower, July corn down 3 cents, the March soybeans down 9.5, July beans down 11, and March cotton 21 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much for that update. Right now, let's update you on those futures prices. February live cattle at the close up 65, 159.10. April up 12, 153.77. March feeder cattle down 160, 202.02. April down 155, 201.72. February hogs up 25, 61.52. April down 17, 66.57. On our grains yesterday, Kansas City wheat, March was down 9.5 at 554. May was down 9.75 at 556.5. Chicago wheat, March was down 8 cents, 521.75. May was down 8 cents at 522.25. March corn was down 3.25 cents at 388. May was down 3.25 at 396.25. March soybeans down 9.5 cents at 969. The May was down 10.75 cents, 974.25. March cotton down 48, 62.03. May down 54, 62.34. March crude oil is down 31, 49.71. The April's down 36 at 50.61. And that's a look at your markets. Want to thank Tom Leffler for joining us. He'll be back with us again tomorrow. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.